Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us, addresses a health issue, and then explains how to deal with it naturally. So I'm happy to say good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. I wanted to talk a little bit about what we need to know about proper hydration. It's been really, really hot lately, and hot summer fun can sometimes lead to not so fun dehydration if we're not careful, especially if people are drinking alcohol and they're exercising in the heat. Dehydrating factors are really something to watch out for on a summer day. So let's first talk about some of the myths associated with hydration. So the first myth is water really the best way to hydrate? And water is often enough, but when we sweat on particularly hot days or after a lot of exercise, we also sweat out minerals, things like sodium and potassium. And these electrolytes are actually important in keeping our body in balance and our muscles working really, really well. So adding a pinch of Himalayan salt and a splash of apple or lemon juice actually helps replenish the electrolytes, and this can actually help us prevent cramping and other symptoms. The second myth is, are store-bought electrolyte drinks really healthy? And most brands actually have eliminated something called brominated vegetable oil. And this was an additive with a long list of a lot of side effects. And so nowadays, we do see certainly sports drinks, but a lot of them still have a long list of ingredients and a lot of excessive sugar and artificial food dyes. So generally, what I mention to patients or what I recommend to patients, if they're not interested in drinking water, they don't like the taste, healthy coconut water can really be a great alternative. And it's actually one of the things I recommend for patients who are having, for example, a colonoscopy. It's, you know, for those of us who have had a colonoscopy, usually at the end of it, they give you this orange sugary drink, and it's not very palatable. And bringing in your own coconut water, like a little Tetra Pak of coconut water, can be really nice and refreshing after your colonoscopy. The third myth is coffee and tea, are they really dehydrating? So studies have actually shown that drinking 4 to 6 cups of tea can actually be more beneficial than water consumption alone, because teas actually provide antioxidants and herbal benefits. So let's just talk a little bit about what happens when we get dehydrated. Certainly, the common signs of dehydration include things like extreme thirst, tired muscles, dizziness and disorientation, and dark-colored urine. And even being half a liter underhydrated can lead to increased stress hormones. Our cortisol levels can actually put a strain on our overall well-being. So the common culprits for dehydration include, you know, this extreme temperatures, the heat, excessive physical activity in the heat, and of course too much alcohol consumption. But some of my patients actually can be chronically dehydrated, and that's a little bit different. And symptoms we actually see are things like constipation, fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, and dry or flaky skin. And you know what happens when we're chronically dehydrated, our body actually kicks into survival mode. So these are kinds of ways to protect our body. So certainly if patients do find that they want some more information about hydration, or if they're suffering from chronic constipation or fatigue, they can give my office a call and we can do some specific assessments. We can look at blood work, we can talk about electrolyte levels, kidney function, and talk about some naturopathic solutions to their health concerns.
I had no idea that being dehydrated could be so complex and have such repercussions. So good to talk about this and know about it. Thank you for sharing that information. And if someone wants a complimentary consultation and conversation about your health in general and how to address it naturally, Dr. Betty offers you a 15-minute complimentary consultation. All you have to do is take down this number, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. You'll always get good information from the experts or from a woman's perspective, and then you can put them to good use at your own speed. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.